Stop listening to this book right now. That's right. Put it down. Put it down and walk away. You're still listening, aren't you? Is that because you're sick and tired of being told what to do? You are, aren't you? You're sick to death of people and their, well, of course you are. But if you don't follow directions, if you don't stick to the plan, if you aren't a good girl, you know what people do? They get real mad. They'll say stuff about you, all kinds of stuff, and they'll try to write you off. But you know what? You're in fantastic company. One of the very first archetypes, one that has existed throughout history in nearly every culture, was that of the femme fatale. The term comes from a French phrase meaning literally deadly woman, and she represents the danger, the ensnaring, seductive, slightly supernatural danger of female sexuality. It turns out that throughout history, hot chicks scared the pants off of men, so much so that they associated these women with monsters, demons, and vampires. Now, we could get pissed. We could plead, please, see us as human beings. We could beg, men, take responsibility for your feelings and attractions and don't lay a trip on us. But that wouldn't be any fun now, would it? The truth is that the dangerous woman is the most fascinating person in the world. Why not capitalize on her image? Why not be dangerous too? Or at least give the appearance of such.